We can return now to County Carlow and that road crash in which two people were killed. Two others were seriously injured. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan is on the line. Joan, will you bring us through what's known about what happened?
Yes, Rachel, we're still here at the scene of the road traffic collision at Loch Benz in Rathoe. And the crash happened at about 1:15 this morning. It was a single vehicle accident and there were four people in the car at the time. Now, unfortunately, the driver and one of the passengers were pronounced dead at the scene. These were two men in their 20s. Two other passengers, a man and a woman, they were taken to St. Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny, where they're being treated for serious but not life-threatening injuries. The N80 here remains closed at the scene as Garda forensic collision investigators examine the scene, and there are local diversions in place.
What can you tell us, Joan, about the people who were killed and injured?
So what we're hearing is that all four were Indian nationals and that they were recent graduates of the Southeast Technological University in Carlow. We understand at least one of the individuals was working for MSD, the pharmaceutical company in Carlow, and that all four may have been in the country for maybe, you know, 2 to 3 years. So fairly recent arrivals to Ireland, all young people, all in their 20s, which, of course, makes the situation that much more difficult.
And this happened 1 year to the day since another bad crash on the same stretch of road.
I know, it's hard to believe. Yes, a year ago to the day, there was an accident, a single vehicle accident once again. Three young people in that accident were killed, unfortunately. And it is leading to calls in the area for an acceleration of a process that is already underway to improve the road in this area. Carlow County Council have actually been involved in going about compulsory purchase orders in order to further something called the N80 Loch Benz scheme. And what they're doing is they're seeking to remove a series of bends in the area on the road and improve the road. And they have applied to On Board Planola for permission for this to proceed. And we have heard calls this morning already for On Board Planola, if possible, to accelerate their process of reviewing this request to see if something can be done so that an accident like this does not happen again.
Joan, many thanks. Our reporter, Joan O'Sullivan, who's in Carlow.